John 17:6-10. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to them. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. One key verse I chose for John chapter 17 is verse 3. It says, "This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him whom you sent, Jesus Christ." Eternal life is not a place. Eternal life is knowing God and living in a love relationship with him. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, we open our hearts today and pray that you will speak to us through your word. Help us to understand the passage we are studying today. Help us to understand the meaning of eternal life in Christ's name. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 17:6-10, Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to them. Let's read verses 6 through 10. I have revealed your name to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me. They have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatever you have given me are from you. For the words which you have given me, I have given to them. And they received them and knew for sure that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I don't pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Meditation question. Jesus referred to his Father 14 times in verses 6 to 10. What can we learn about prayer from this? Jesus prayed for his disciples in verses 6 to 19. In verses 6 to 10, Jesus details how he revealed the Father to his disciples. He referred to his Father 14 times in 5 verses. Jesus' prayer revolved around his Father and the disciples' response to him. Jesus' prayer focused on the Father. He acknowledged the Father's work in everything. The disciples were given to Jesus by the Father. They knew that everything Jesus did and said was from the Father. They knew that the Father had sent Jesus. Perhaps our prayers should focus more on the Father, his work, his will, and his attributes. Verse 6, I revealed your name to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me. They have kept your word. Jesus said in verse 6, I revealed your name to the people you have given me out of the world. Most English translations say, I revealed your name. This expression is not clear to modern day readers, but was surely clear to the people in New Testament times. When Jesus said, I revealed your name to his disciples, he meant that he made God's nature and character known to them. The New International Translation clearly communicates this statement. I have revealed you to those whom you have given me out of the world. Jesus is the ultimate revelation of who God is. Jesus revealed many things about God through his teaching and life. His primary focus in the Gospel of John was on revealing the Father. The word Father is used 53 times in John chapters 13 to 17 and 122 times in the Gospel of John. Jesus revealed that God is our Father. No one in the Old Testament addressed God directly as my Father. However, Jesus taught us to pray, our Father in heaven. This is one example of how Jesus revealed the name and character of God to us. Verse 7 and 8. Now they have known that all things, whatever you have given me, are from you. For the words which you have given me, I have given to them. And they received them and knew for sure that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. Meditation question. What did the disciples know for sure about Jesus? I have summarized Jesus' prayer in verses 6 to 10 as follows. I have revealed you who you are to those who you gave me out of the world. They have obeyed your word. They know that I have given that what I have given them is from you. They knew for sure that the words I have given them are from you and that I am from you. They believe that you sent me. I pray for those you have given me. They belong to us, and I am glorified in them. In this part of the prayer, Jesus focused on what the disciples had come to know about himself and the Father. Jesus revealed the Father, Jesus revealed himself and the Father to them. They knew that everything Jesus did and said was from the Father. The disciples knew that Jesus' words were from the Father. It says in verse 8, they knew for sure that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. The New American Standard Bible says, they knew with certainty that I came from you. Do people know with certainty that we are sent by God and that our words are from him? We may be a gifted speaker or teacher, but do people know we are walking with the living God and that our words come from him? People recognized Jesus' spiritual authority and followed him because they sensed that the words he spoke were from God. We can try to convince people with our eloquent speech, but unless we speak the words of God, our words will be powerless. Jesus said only what the Father gave him to say. We should do the same, as written in 1 Peter 4:11. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. Jesus was sent by the Father and revealed the Father to those whom the Father had given him. Jesus knew that people who believed in him were given to him by the Father. He was keenly aware that people can only come to him by the Father's will and work in their lives. When Jesus shared the gospel and taught people, he focused on the Father's work. He was not trying to win people through his speaking ability or strategy, but through the Father's work in people's lives. Verses 9 and 10. I pray for them. I don't pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All things are mine. All things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Meditation question. Why did Jesus pray for his disciples and not for people in the world? Verses 9 and 10. Jesus did not pray in this prayer for people in the world, but for his disciples. He gave three reasons for this. First, because they belong to the Father. Second, because all that belongs to the Father belongs to Jesus. And third, because Jesus is glorified in his disciples. Jesus cared about what belongs to the Father. Believers belong to God's family. Jesus knew that his disciples were very important to the Father. My wife and I pray almost daily for our grandchildren because we know that our sons and daughter love them and that God loves them. In the same way, Jesus prays for those who belong to the Father because he knows the Father's heart for them. Jesus said, they are yours, referring to the Father, but said in the same breath, they are also mine. Jesus was saying everything that belongs to the Father belongs to the Son as well. Jesus is able to pray for us and help us in our time of need because he became a human being and understands our weaknesses. Jesus loves us and prays for us as one who experienced human life. Jesus said in verse 10, I am glorified in them. This is the third reason he gave for praying for the disciples. Jesus is glorified by saving us through his grace and revealing himself through us by living in us. Jesus is not glorified by our independent efforts to please him. He is glorified as Christ lives in us and reveals his life through us by faith. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you revealed yourself to us so that we could know with certainty that you came from the Father. Thank you for understanding us and praying for us. May you be glorified in us and through us every day.